Is there any other language that can describe correctly, like, for example, mathematics? I understand that things are just convenient fictions, but still, is there any other language that can describe them correctly? I'm thinking of mathematics or physics, like universe.
Any designation can only be partially correct. So they can point or they can hint. But as I quoted a few times, that comment of the Buddha, whatever you conceive it to be, the truth is always other than that. So any representation has to be partially accurate. It can only point in that direction. So we use a word like unconditioned, but the word unconditioned is conditioned. It's referring to that quality. In the terms of mathematics, it's not entirely related, but when I was at high school, I was fascinated by complex numbers. That was something I was very, very interested in. I thought it was kind of amazing. Based on the square root of minus one, which doesn't actually exist, but you can create a whole sort of mathematical landscape if it did exist. And then its offspring, the quaternions discovered by Hamilton in Ireland. Anyway, so there's a little Dhamma talk of mine called Suchness and the Square Root of Minus One that you might be interested to look at. That's in the most recent collection of talks of mine called Happily Ever After. It's in there. I think in the last one called Beyond, it's in there. So you can take a look at that. But any description, any representation can only be a convenient fiction, can only be partial.
We can't get there.
You can't, but the Dhamma is there. Going back yesterday to mentioning how when the Buddha says there is this, the is ati, is that isness or suchness that is represented by the word tata or ati in the verb. It's referring to a presence, a quality of being that is not within the realm of birth and death. It's a quality of isness. Even a word like isness, it's still a word, but it's alluding to that transcendent quality. To me, it's a part of the Buddha's extraordinary genius that he realized very, very early on, you can't really talk meaningfully about what's over that line. But let's confine most of the attention to how to arrive at that border and to not try and describe the indescribable, but to describe the pathway that can be used to arrive at that direct realization of that indescribable, the unnameable.